The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back at Bach Exotics in Norwood on the Auto Mile for our annual Toys for Tot show. All holiday rejoins this morning, Shimer. You're taking requests.
Yes, you know it, Greg.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time because, I don't know, a week and a half until some vacations start. So we got to squeeze. What?
Nothing.
What?
Ken is sending me all the data today.
Oh, on Flex Time,
yep.
and our Greg Hill Show Wrapped?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah.
I have a sneaky feeling that Shime is going to kill all of us. Like, not in,
oh, God.
In a good way. Like, Shime is going to work the most holidays. He's going to have the least amount of Flex Time. Like, I think this was Shime's year.
Well, he's the man on the come up. So,
thank you, Greg. In large part, thank you to you. You know, I want to appreciate your help.
What about thank you, Courtney?
Great mentor you are.
Yeah, thank you,
Courtney. You've been great as well. Wiggy,
my dad very
Curtis?
Worried yesterday that me and Shime were.
He was what worried that you guys weren't getting along.
Yeah, he said, are you and
Shime? You guys have like a very deep work friendship.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like that leads to arguments.
Well, in Twitch the other day, they were saying Courtney treats Shime much differently than the rest of the cast. I say, well, do you treat your brother different than your dad?
Oh,
because that's kind of what
that's
it is.
Kind of what it is.
Yeah, that
like
is
you
true.
Guys are, so you guys are siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken's
so,
like my grandfather.
So. Yes.
There you go.
Not in age, just in wisdom.
I don't think that cushioned it.
Is there news about a lengthy hold in that has been going on in contractual news? Is there?
I have re-upped. It's not officially official, but
okay.
Yeah, we agreed yesterday.
Oh,
to
a, all right.
Oh, yay,
that's
Curtis.
That is awful news for a lot of people.
Yeah, sorry, jackass card guy.
there you go.
So, a lengthy, lucrative, long term deal.
Yeah, I started with Soto money and I ended up with Shime money.
Okay,
so
all right. Well, that's
that bread.
All right,
they
so
giving it out.
Did it get acrimonious between you and Ken?
Well, James P. Albini was representing me.
Okay.
He came in and he said he gets 3 weeks off or I quit.
All right, so a
multi-year deal.
All right.
Multi-years.
Yep.
Wow.
That's
very, very exciting.
That must be very uncomfortable doing that with your best friend.
Ken is there, but he's basically like Pudge. Like, there's another person in the room. He's just there for support.
Oh, okay. He's taking notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he'll awkwardly pop it or he'll be asked his opinion. He's like, I see both sides.
The manager euphemisms. That is, I guarantee you. Ken's like, why don't you send me a note on that, and I'll look into it. I appreciate that.
There were a couple periods where it was a little hot. And Ken was he was whiter than he is now, which is a little odd, but it all worked out.
Ken's our Brad Stevens.
Yes.
Yes.
From coach GM.
He does it all. All right, yeah. So all right, good
very
news.
Exciting,
so
yeah.
We have our very own Grinch here for
700 years.
An extended period of time. Yeah, 700-year deal like Soto. Yeah.
That might be my favorite Wikiism of all time.
You know, honestly, the Ohtani announcement last year came at the end of the afternoon on the Jingle All the Way 5K.
Right.
So I am guessing that maybe the Juan Soto announcement, same timing. I don't think there's much, unless the Red Sox are able to wrangle themselves a last minute meeting. I would assume that with the meeting starting, that you're going to hear about that today or tomorrow, right?
Do you think Scott Boris is tracking you to see, like, oh, Greg's about to have a personal best? Gotta get it out to overshadow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a pardon at Sunday night after Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, we will keep you up to date certainly on that all day long and all weekend long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We should get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Good one, Sean, for The Lead this morning. That's Chuck Berry, correct?
That is correct, Greg.
Run, Run, Rudolph. A very talented, legendary guitarist, Chuck Berry. Ken, you have him? Where'd Ken go? I don't know if Ken has him in his top 10. I do all time, Chuck Berry. So very talented and very weird. had some strange proclivities. Yeah. I'm sure you know about
that. He liked them young, man.
Well, he had like an odd thing that he did with the coffee table. Mm-hmm. I really can't.
It's a different era back then.
Can't talk about it on there.
What weird thing can you do with a coffee table?
Huh? Are there children here? I think there are, yes.
Different era back in those days.
He liked them young and he liked coffee.
Just it's the coffee table's glass. He had a glass coffee table, so he would get under it.
All right.
Which was a weird thing.
Yeah, what was on top of it?
I don't think you want to know.
Okay.
All right. Our leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England and the Subaru of New England holiday event, which is going on right now. If you buy a new Subaru, they will donate $300 to a national charity of your choice or to your hometown charity. So go see New England Subaru and get yourself a new Subaru this weekend. And your lead this morning, Sean.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Yesterday we played a quick cut of Gerard Mayo's sit down with Tommy Curran about his debriefings with the Crafts. Well, I also found another moment interesting as well, where he talked about how the biggest jump you see generally from players is year one to year two. You'll see that with me. I will get better. I hear him say that, and yet, like the Red Sox talking about Juan Soto, I don't really believe you. It's hard because I just feel like there is some sort of foundational flaw right now with where Gerard Mayo's at. I don't think he knows what kind of coach he actually wants to be. I don't know, like, you know, I know Courtney's going to get to Dan Campbell in her lead, but he has a clear sense of identity. Whereas I feel like Gerard Mayo does not, and that is what has bugged me about Gerard Mayo now for a few weeks, is I feel like throughout the season he has changed who he wanted to be multiple times. At first it was, we're going to run the football, play defense, and then it was like, yeah, well, we're going to control the game, and it was just, we're going to have a sense of urgency, and it's been changing, and he can't seem to like nail down exactly who he wants to be. And so I unfortunately am not convinced that he'll actually get better from year to one to year two, but I do believe the team will get better just in terms of talent, because you can't get much worse than what you have.
Yeah, I mean, important question. When you look at this football team, do you think as the season has gone on, it has gotten better or it has gotten worse?
The offense has gotten better, but no thanks to coaching. It's because the quarterback and the defense has gotten worse.
It's
gotten worse.
The defense definitely has gotten worse.
The football team has gotten worse, minus Drake May. The football team has gotten worse.
Yeah, that's true. Special teams have been worse.
And that's on him, really, as the boss. From your perspective, is it all on-field coaching stuff, Shime, or is it also, is he trying to be the new boss who's everybody's friend, and like, is that the issue for you?
No, so I think it's primarily on field stuff and the game planning. Like, for me, it's I think there's plenty of coaches in the league that have shown you I can be buddy buddy with my players and still be a good football coach, and I don't think he understands how to do that yet. I think he can clearly build a relationship with his players, but when it comes to the on-field coaching decisions, I have liked very few of them, and I don't feel like they are well prepared game plan wise, and their adjustments mid-game are horrendously slow or non-existent
or don't happen at all.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Excellent lead. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. The big news yesterday was that Bill Belichick had interviewed with the UNC Tar Heel football team. They had just fired. It's amazing, Courtney. BC's connected to everything.
Mm-hmm.
BC got Mac Brown fired.
Yep.
Now Mac Brown's replacement could be Bill Belichick. And I have to say, if he goes to UNC, I respect the dad, because it's my belief that he would be there to allow Steven to be his replacement.
Mm.
And that you would have Brian on the staff, and you know, at the age of 73, how cool would it be to have your kids and their families and the grandkids and everybody to all be around? So that is why I believe he would take it. Would be
okay.
Because Charlie Weiss Jr., I think, is at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss.
And so he was at Alabama, and, you know, that's been Charlie's dream. It's in the blood of all these coaches to have their kids and, you know, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, go up and down. Kubiak's kid, who's with the Texans, or the, I don't know where he is. Anyway, either
the
way.
Saints.
So
Saints.
Do you think it was a serious interview?
I think, okay, Bill Belichick would love to go there or anywhere where he would have full reign, full control. The thought of him going anywhere and working for a GM, out the window.
Mm-hmm. See,
it's either the Jaguars or it's a school like this. And if he goes to college, it will suck, because he's 14 wins away. For our purposes, who cares about the Tar Heels?
Yeah. I Wiggy and I were talking about this before the show started. I don't think he is intending to go to college. I think he can't interview for NFL jobs. This is a way to show the world that he is interested in coaching again.
Yeah, and it's mutually beneficial, because it looks like that job is more appealing today. So, because you would ask, why would UNC do it? Well, why not?
Yeah, but you always read into why these things come out and aren't kept secret. So if that was the job that Bill wanted, he was desperate to go and coach in college, I think it would be a secret until he got the job and it was announced.
But the Falcons thing, it appeared he wanted it, and we knew about that for a while.
I think if there's any chance of him coaching again, it is this job. Like, to me, this does not lead me down to believe that he's going to be in the NFL again. I don't know where Shime is, because I know Shime and I were on the same page when it came to Bill not coaching again in the NFL. If he is going to coach again, I believe it's going to be at the college level because of the family aspect.
My lead is simple, and I get.
Are you going to get to your lead now?
Yeah, because I think
your lead is on this topic.
Yeah, I think it's really the fact that he's using this to show the world that, listen, hey, I want to coach in the NFL. I'm serious about coaching. All the, you know, like, everybody was like speculating, oh, he's probably not going to coach no more because he's doing so well in the media and it's such a nice,
making so much money. Why would he do it?
Yeah. And him doing this is basically showing NFL teams, hey, listen, I'm willing to kind of do this interview with UNC. So as soon as the season's over, let's get some real conversations going with NFL teams. Because let's be honest, if Bill Belichick wanted to coach at UNC, do you really think he's got to go in there with his PowerPoint and his briefcase and say, here's how I would change the program?
Well, it took him a long time to put the resume together.
Yeah, exactly. This is him just showing the NFL and maybe helping out UNC. Remember, Lawrence Taylor played there, helping out UNC in some way to like create buzz for them. But him saying to the NFL, to all those jobs that are going to be opening up, I'm serious about coaching, and now everybody knows it because of the fact that I went and interviewed for a college coaching job.
And he cannot interview for an NFL job until the season is over, because he is still being paid by the Patriots.
Right.
That's why.
And
right?
I think you're – I mean, I would tend to agree with you, Wiggs, and Greg. I just – for me, I can't envision – Bill, other than for family reasons, because if you're going to do all that work to
deal with the family reason
Because you get your kids ready for
But his kid is a defensive coordinator at Washington. If his kid performs well and the defense performs well at Washington, a team that was
He wants to be with his kids.
Well, then he would easily take his kids to the pros wherever he lands. His kid is in a great position where as long as you continue to show that you can coach at that level – he'll get an opportunity to coach in college.
As a head coach.
As a head coach, Belichick. But if you're going to go back to the NFL and coach, won't Bill just bring Steven to the NFL and then Steven can always go back to college?
Yeah. Jordan could get her master's.
And Courtney, I hate to go back to your prediction. This shows there is zero chance he's not coaching next year. If he's willing to interview with the UNC Tar Heels, he's going to be on a sideline
100%,
somewhere.
I think. All right. Excellent lead, Curtis and Wiggy. Round of applause for both of them.
Boo, yay.
Curtis, flush with cash. Okay. And
that's rich coming from you, Curtis.
After that deal, signing that deal.
Yeah, I actually bought two Ferraris this morning.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope you should have waited till Ernie got here.
I know.
Well, Ernie's here. Santa Bach is here. We'll talk to him coming up.
We both have negotiated with Ken, one for a car and one for a deal.
We have a couple leads left, and then we'll get to They Said It coming up at 7. It is our annual Toys for Tots show at Bach Exotics on the Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood. We'll be right back.